Well, good morning, guys. How is everybody doing? Good. We got a light crowd today. Exclusive, just you four, huh? All right, so here's my questions. We can kind of hang out, just us four right here. Don't worry about them. So how many of you have a perfect life? You have a perfect life? Tell me about it. Why is your life so perfect? Because you went to Texas. That's really a good reason why it's a perfect life. I mean, they say everything is bigger in Texas. Did you have a lot of fun in Texas? That's great. Ah, here we go, we got a few more. So, unfortunately, most of the time, life's not perfect, right? We don't always have a perfect life. Parents, who has a perfect life? Oh, nobody raised their hand. Nobody has a perfect life. Somebody raise their hand? Oh, okay. Well, so you know what? Life is never perfect. Life is kind of what we make it, right? And every day we have unbelievable experiences. Some of them are going to be good. Some of them are going to be maybe not so good. But did you know that whether it's good or bad, you get to learn something in whatever that you are kind of doing? So even when you think something is bad, maybe you don't study as hard in school and you don't get as good of a grade as you did in that class. Maybe your test wasn't as good. You know what you can learn from that? I should probably study a little harder next time. And you know what that creates, hopefully, with you? Maybe a little bit better work ethic. And you know what that hopefully helps for you? Is when you continue going through school and you have a really tough test again, you're going to be ready for it because you realize, I don't like that feeling of not doing well. But then there's other times where you get to go on a fun vacation to Texas, or you can go, we went to Texas also this year. We went to San Antonio for the general conference and got to see Seventh-day Adventists from all over the world. And that was a really cool experience to be able to be immersed in that. Or whether it's every day just getting up and going to school and learning, all of these are really great experiences. And you get to choose every single day whether or not you want to learn something from it or not. But if you really pay attention, you can learn from it. Even when it seems really bad, you can still learn from it. And as you get older, maybe you'll remember this story, probably not, but that you can always learn from it. And as mom and dad and them are sitting out there, they can do the same thing. When they're going to work and they have a bad day at work, they can either choose to say, oh, it was just such a bad day, or they can figure, how can I make maybe that situation at work better? Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, but it's what you decide that you want to do with your day. Keep a positive attitude. Enjoy every day of your life and all the experiences that you actually have. It's kind of tough to think about that at your age, but really enjoy when you get to go to a fun amusement park or something like that. Enjoy that and remember it, because you're going to want to think about that as you move forward. So what I want you to do this week is when you have something that comes up that's either good or bad, say thank you to God for it. Even if it's bad, say thank you for giving me a life lesson that hopefully I'm going to be able to learn from this. And then definitely praise him when you have something fun, like all the good grades you guys are probably getting in school. You praise him for that also, okay? Does that sound like something you guys can do? All right, so what I want you guys to do now is go out and pick up a basket and say thank you for supporting Christian education with our offering.